dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on the quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotch escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, Dan, he took go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoops. He's going to throw it. He's got a man.
Yeah!
40, Mike Brown, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with passion. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. And the kick is good. Makes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for 4 quarters and get out because somebody's out.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Damakatsu. Two to the 20. 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Damakatsu's second touchdown.
The stadium is blowing up.
Welcome to Friday Doug and Danny Show. Don't know in Central Nebraska there's been a better weekend of football. Hastings College, Loper playoff action, Huskers going on, need a win there than there is this weekend. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda is set to join us shortly live from Lincoln, the state volleyball tournament, where a lot of action happened yesterday, and no upsets really, especially in the area. One upset in the whole deal, an 8 seed over the 1 seed in Class D1. Other than that, very, very tame. At the bottom of the hour, John Kirby from the Kansas Rivals Network set to give us his take on what has happened to the Kansas Jayhawks. At one time, everybody thought Todd Reesing was one of the three, four front runners for the Heisman Trophy. After the last 3 weeks, has fallen clearly off of that list. And the team is struggling, having trouble getting things going. Hopefully, they will remain struggling tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Doug Duda joins us live. Douglas, how's your day going?
It's going pretty good. Haven't had to do too much.
Well,
I know what it's like to be you. It's kind of fun.
Well, is the volleyball as lackluster yesterday as I thought it was with the lack of upsets?
Well, it moved along, I guess, Tony. There weren't as many five-set matches, which is okay, but that doesn't mean that there weren't some competitive matches, including Kearney Catholic and Bennington. Well, what an outstanding match that was. And I guess the good news is it's just about all of the teams what we would consider in our listening area have advanced on to today's semifinals. Northwest, Grand Island Central Catholic beat Wood River, so somebody had to advance there, obviously. Kearney Catholic, same deal with Sutton and Alma. Sutton beating Alma. Sandy Creek moved on. Clay Center moved on. Ansley, the only team that got eliminated, really, from the area yesterday that wasn't playing another area team.
Doug, I mentioned Pawnee City, a 13-loss team advancing over Hay Springs. Is that one of those, well, Hay Springs just didn't play anybody?
Yeah, I think, you know, Lutheran High Northeast, the same story in C1. They came in unbeaten. Everybody or nobody was scared to play them because of the record that they had. It happened a couple of years ago in C1, and I can't remember which team it was from Northeast Nebraska. Northeast Nebraska is known for football, not necessarily volleyball, and I guess the same story goes when you're out west. But Hay Springs, 22-2. Pawnee City, though, you would think a 19-13 team wouldn't be good enough to beat your number one seed. So Howells look for them to just roll Pawnee City out, but who knows?
Doug, tell us what's going on today as far as broadcasting goes.
Well, here's what's going on already. Plenty of action going on in Class A. They have the morning matches at 9:30 and 11:30 at Pershing, and Class B2 is going on over at Lincoln Southeast. As far as on the radio, 98.9 KKPR will have the 4:30 matchup between Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. Grand Island Central Catholic, the only unbeaten team left in the tournament. They have played, if I had this figured out right last night, 83 sets. And they're 79-4 in those sets. Two sets they lost to Columbus Scotus in the district final, and two sets they lost to Kearney Catholic at the Heartland Events Center back in September. So the Stars are the only team in the regular season that took a set from GICC, and they took two of them. So that ought to be a great one at 4:30, and that will immediately be followed at 7 in Class B with Grand Island Northwest and Seward. Seward's only lost twice this year, and one of them was in the conference tournament to Grand Island Northwest. So that's on KKPR. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the match between Clay Center and Chambers was airing this morning, and then tonight at 7, Sutton will take on Sandy Creek, and they have done battle with each other in the past. Sandy Creek had to go 5 yesterday just to make it.
Well, there you go. If you for your volleyball fix later, if you can't make it down to the last year of volleyball going on in Lincoln, and next year we'll move. Is there a mood down there for the final one, Doug, or is people talking about it one way or another?
No. But there are some. I think you're going to see some stories on TV. I saw some of the guys talk to some of the guys yesterday. They're making a point to talk to people from Grand Island and talk to people from Lincoln and talk about the move. It was kind of funny yesterday, the very, very beginning when we had to go do a game yesterday at Lincoln High. It was not media friendly, which was weird because that had always been kind of a hole to do games from, and it hadn't been the last couple of times, but yesterday it was not set up right, and just of course a couple of the Grand Island people said, well, this won't happen next year.
Douglas, also going on, we got a little list of the All-RMAC team, which we've been expecting fully this whole week. Have you got a chance to look at that yet?
Oh, yes, I have quite the deal here for UNK.
Well, the sixth-ranked Nebraska Kearney football team has placed 17 players on the All-RMAC team. Team is voted upon by the league's head coaches, of course. 11 players on the first team, 5 offensive, 6 defensive. I'm going to tell you right now, we expected Rustin Dring to be the RMAC Offensive Player of the Year. He was named the RMAC Offensive Player of the Year. He joins Justin Coleman, running back Mike Miller, and receiver Richie Ross, which had previously won the award. Daryl Morris, of course, chosen as a Coach of the Year, the third time he has won the award. Jake Spitzelberger earned first-team honors, the first Loper to earn first-team honors since Justin Coleman in 1999. With him, 3 offensive linemen, first-team center Jack Hyatt, first-team left tackle Kyle Davison, and right tackle Orion Matthews. So Kearney High, Overton, represented along with, of course, Rustin, also from Kearney High. On the defense, Mike Neal, Ozzie Smith, Jake Mandelka, who got slapped in the face last year, was nowhere on this team. Of course, then he made all regional teams after this one was announced. But congratulations to him, along with safety Pat Ackerman from Holdridge, was on the second team. Josh Rohde out of Eddyville, Mason Brodeen, Elm Creek, and nose guard Caleb Tyler on the third team out of Grand Island. So great list, a pretty amazing list for what the Lopers usually get on this team.
Well, a couple observations. Yeah, that's a school record. Brodeen and Rohde were both first-team defense, and what a job there. Plus, Brandon Harrington out of Grand Island Northwest, he was a first-team wide receiver playing at Chatham State. I mean, the whole team is filled with Lopers, and there were only 3 unanimous selections from the coaches. 2 of those were Lopers. Jake Mandelka and Jack Hyatt were unanimous selections. So that's one observation. Second observation, if I'm the head coach at Colorado Mines, I'm not happy this morning. Even when we talked to the UNK coaches, they were just conceding that David Pesek, their quarterback, they were concerned that maybe he would be named the RMAC Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Heck, he's not even first team. And I think that's a little, you know, usually we see the UNK kids get slided. Well, I think this time around they may have got the nod with Spitzelberg over Pesek.
Well, Daryl must have been a little kinder this year. Must have turned a leaf.
They didn't meet face to face. It was all on the phone. So maybe it was a little bit more civil between all the coaches, and everything went well. Maybe that's the way to do it. Don't do it in person. Let's do it on the phone. It works out better for the Lopers that way. But amazing that UNK got all of these. Congratulations to them. Another kind of area kid, Corey Barron from Sargent, first team defense as well. So even those that didn't play for the Lopers are out there. And Orion Matthews, what is he, 31?
Yeah, it certainly seems like it. He's going to be back next year as well, and many people think he's probably the one player on this team that has an opportunity to have a chance to play at that next level.
Well, we hope so. He's had so many injuries, and he started in one place and came to UNK, and so hopefully things are working out okay for him.
So I thought that was a great, great list. Douglas, we're gonna take a break here, and when we get back with you, we're going to get your take on how the Huskers will do tomorrow, because we know you can see into the future.
I am excited. I'm ready.
All right, back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from Resound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Adelke Heating and Air.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174. Wealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, a 2009 Ford F-350 Crew Cab 4x4 with XLT trim and under 3,000 miles from right out of the Ford sale. Here's a 2008 Ford F-250 Crew Cab 4x4, a one-owner King Ranch. It has NAV and less than 9,000 miles. And just traded for a 2002 Chevy Extended Cab 4x4 with Z71 package, just $9,900. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best at Crossroads.
Hear Bo Pelini's weekly press conference live, along with more Nebraska football talk.
People here, they want a sense of ownership for the program.
With Doug and Daddy, every Tuesday, beginning at 11, and done when we're done talking about it.
They deserve it. You know, that's, you know, it's the main show in the state.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with a slight chance for some showers developing as temperatures will stay steady or falling a bit through the 40s with northwest winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's a slight chance for showers tonight with a low at 34. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
Back on Friday, Doug and Daddy Show, taking you in the weekend, taking you in the lunch hour. We want to remind you, the Chicken Coop, all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. Whether you're talking Grand Island, whether you're talking to Kearney, it's the best place to watch sports in either town. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, they've got drink specials and food specials all day and night. Catch the Husker games at the Chicken Coop from kickoff to close. Don't forget, Monday nights, $2 you call it. Come try one of their great sandwiches like the prime rib sandwich, chicken tender hoagie, pulled pork sandwich. Coop's sandwiches are outrageous, but the prices aren't. Plus, each sandwich comes with great sides like fries, potato salad, or coleslaw, just to name a few. The new Chislix as well. Want them really hot? Buck Nasty hot it is. Want them milder? Honey Dijon. Flavor for you. Check it all out. The Chicken Coop, Grand Island, Kearney, both conveniently located downtown, each spot. Doug, obviously want to get your take on what you think about Nebraska in tomorrow's game. Is this a game in which the defense will have to play like they have been for the Huskers to win?
Well, the most interesting point here is an observation we touched on just a little bit. Nebraska is going to be taking on their first true experienced quarterback in Big 12 play in Todd Reesing, and they're going to have to throw it a little bit. I think Nebraska actually is going to find a way to score some points tomorrow, and I think that might be the most shocking development of them all.
Coach Pelini saying yesterday that he fully expects both quarterbacks to play. I suppose Zach Lee gets a start, although he won't say that. Does that matter to you?
No, it worked last week.
Yeah, it certainly did. It really helped the offense. Hey, Douglas, I want to know your thoughts because, and you saw the article. It was 2 days ago that Dirk wrote in the World Herald. 44 times in the last month, Nebraska's offense has started a drive in Husker territory. How many of those were converted into touchdowns?
One?
Not one. 0 for 44. Only 3 times in those 44 possessions did Nebraska even score a field goal. Is that amazing or is that amazing?
Well, it's an amazing stat, but not when you think about it, Tony. A, Nebraska's not taking any downfield shots in the passing game. B, for a majority of that, we had no running game. Again, I have this like the 100 millionth time I have to say, Roy Helu was hurt, and the coach said that. There was no significant backup. But how many times did we fumble it in the red zone against Iowa State? And those are the three things. We were there against Iowa State. We didn't have a run game, so you can't pound out a long drive, and you don't take any shots down the field with your passing game. How are you going to score touchdowns when you start in your own territory?
Kay Douglas goes on to say, against BCS teams, Nebraska has done this just twice all season. Remember the Zach Lead and Niles Paul 56-yard touchdown pass in Missouri? Remember the 8th-play 68-yard drive that finished off the Tigers in the waning minutes? Those two possessions represent Nebraska's only 2 touchdown drives of 50 yards or more versus BCS competition. 2 touchdowns, 68 opportunities. Now, every other major conference school, all 64 of them, Doug, have at least 5 touchdown drives of 50-plus yards against their BCS peers. Louisville, Syracuse, with the basketball player playing quarterback, Mississippi State, Maryland, all have 7 or more. Baylor has 10. Colorado has 11. Iowa State has 13. Washington State, who we make fun of, they still have 6 over 50 yards. How are we going to score?
Well, it has to happen sometime. I know that's not the scientific response that you're looking for here. It has to happen sometime. Kansas isn't very good, and their defense was never supposed to be a strength of this football team. So I just think putting some of those intangibles together in another week in the books, you got to hope that this, I know what's going on, but I mean, if you just want to sit here and bash the Nebraska offense, we've been doing it for over a month. Are you saying anything that we haven't already known?
Well, I didn't know it was, I did not know when you look at points scored and basically that's what it comes down to, how abysmal we've been. Every other team's done it 5 times. We haven't done it once. I look at tomorrow's game as saying, if our defense plays, it is an experienced quarterback that 3 weeks ago was one of the four mentioned for the Heisman Trophy. He's fallen totally off that radar. Had 10, 5 picks, 3 fumbles, I believe, in the last 3 games. They have not looked good. Their offensive line's got 2 freshmen, two juniors, and a sophomore. They knew they were going to be young. Our defense should eat those guys up, but I think we're still going to find that Kansas is going to put up a few points. We're going to have to score. And I think we got to score 24 to win this game, don't we?
You're picking Kansas, aren't you? You're picking Kansas.
I'm letting you pick first.
All right, well, here's your Mike Perenio Mandalay Bay over-under of the week. This is your prop bet of the week. What will be higher, total points scored in the Nebraska-Kansas game or total points scored by South Carolina Upstate against the Nebraska men's basketball team tomorrow?
I got to take South Carolina.
You ready for the prediction?
I'm ready, Douglas. Pen in hand.
Todd Reesing is going down, and he's going down hard. Last time, it was just the last time we were there, they scored 76 on us, right?
You are correct.
They scored 76. We won't see 76 total points scored in this football game. So let me go with this prediction. Nebraska gets it together tomorrow. They don't have to score a lot of points. You think 24 is what they need to score?
That's what I say. Well, with our defense, that's what I think they need to score.
We scored 27 against Missouri. That's the most points we've scored in the Big 12, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're going to score more tomorrow. Nebraska 31, Kansas 10.
Ooh. We take them out of this ball game. We have a handle on this ball game early on, I believe that score would indicate.
The defense is going to bring it, and they're going to bring it hard. There's no There's no reason to think that our defense can't win football games. They're going to set us up a little bit better tomorrow to score some points as well. Nebraska wins. They beat Kansas fairly handily. Maybe Kansas slots one in late and it gets to 31-17 or something like that.
All right, I'm gonna say a much closer game than that. I do think Nebraska finds a way to win because of our defense and because you know how many times Todd Reesing got hit last year by the Blackshirt defense was a lot. I'm thinking that was it's still in the back of his mind. I'm gonna say Nebraska. I'm gonna go with my 24 because I think that's what it takes for us to win. Nebraska 24, Kansas 21, and it goes down right down to the wire, and I think, and hopefully, Nebraska finds a way to win.
Yay. What about the Lopers?
You know what? At home, it'd be interesting to see a team fly in here. Different experience altogether. I think the Lopers find a way at home in a very close ball game, something like a 31-28, 31-24, something like that.
Okay.
What do you think?
You know, I hope they find a way to win. I've said it all. it's one of those things where until you do win, and UNK has never won at this spot, I still consider them the underdog. But I think they're playing at home. I think there's going to be a lot of focus. I think this team is ready to win. I think they do break the jinx tomorrow. It might be a fairly high-scoring game. The playoff games the Lopers have played in are shootouts, and it may not look pretty, but I think the Lopers win this football game. UNK's defense pretty good, but the linebackers are also really, really good for Saginaw Valley State. So I think the Lopers, Stiltzberger's going to have to prove that he's the RMAC quarterback of the year tomorrow. He's going to have to get that ball downfield to Kyle Kaiser and some of those wide receivers. Drings is going to have a tough day, I think, running the football tomorrow. I think he's going to grind out the yardage like he always does, but I think they got to get that ball downfield so Rustin has a chance to move it on the ground, and they win the football game.
Douglas, we'll let you head to Laszlo's, get a little lunch, so you're ready to go for this afternoon.
No.
Why?
No. Why do you keep promoting these places? Why?
Why?
Laszlo's not even in the top 20 places in Lincoln. Not even top 20.
Oh, unbelievable.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it, because there's a lot of places, but why wouldn't you go to Misty's for lunch? Come on.
Okay.
Bison and Witches for lunch.
Why would you go
there?
Well, we'll let you get to Bison and Witches then.
I wanted to hear your picks. Are you going to do your picks?
Oh, you want to hear my picks?
I want to hear your picks.
Yeah,
I mean, I know we got Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em coming up, and I've already left my picks back there, and some of them are very excellent, by the way. But I want to hear your picks because, you know, things are going on.
Well, why don't we do that right now then?
Okay.
Missouri at Kansas State. We had Kansas State last week over Kansas, at least in the pigskin pick'em I did. The Tigers had 10 rushing yards versus Baylor. Let me repeat that. The Tigers had 10 rushing yards versus Baylor. Kansas State to win again. Bill Snyder finds a way. Obviously, Husker fans are cheering for Missouri, but Kansas State finds a way, -2, to get it done. Texas, -24 at Baylor. McCoy, 11 touchdowns throughout the air versus the Baylor defense. 4-1 Texas is versus Baylor. Got a little bit of a streak here. Texas just beats up Baylor. I know it's at Baylor. It doesn't matter. There'll be more Texas fans there anyway. -24 Stanford at USC. USC 1-6 lately. Stanford 11-6 lately. Hey, we're just taking a little bit of a gamble here that the spread, the streaks are going to collide. Stanford plus 10.5, much closer than the experts think. UAB at Memphis, 7-1-1. UAB is against the Tigers. Memphis 1-7 lately. We'll take UAB at Memphis. So in recapping the college pick, Kansas State -2, Texas -24, Stanford plus 10.5, and UAB, that is a pick'em game in the NFL. The Jaguars at the Jets. The Jets have had some bad luck lately. Did you realize off a bye, though, they're 7-0 against the spread? They're 7-1 against the spread versus the AFC South. I will take the Jets -7 at home versus the Jaguars. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh -7. The first game, Pittsburgh had a 100-yard edge and lost. This is simply a revenge game. Pittsburgh -7. Still high on them after watching what they did in Denver. And the New Orleans Saints. Yeah,
Rocky Mountain high?
I'm not that high.
Okay.
But I am high on them. New Orleans Saints minus 14 at St. Louis. New Orleans Saints are 13-1 versus non-division foes. I'm going to lay 14 points in this one. I've got the Jets, I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I've got the New Orleans Saints minus 14. Those are my three NFL selections. There they are, Doug.
Those are so outstanding. I'm ready to go invest the other way. What a great football game that I didn't have to watch last night. Very happy about that.
Oh, yeah, not much offense there. Jay Cutler, Doug, have not been a fan for a long, long time. You know, go back to Denver days where I did not like what he was doing. Everybody thought, what a breath of fresh air that Chicago got. You know, whether they're his five picks, whether they're his fault or not, they go in the INT column and they turn the ball over, and really that's what cost them the game, and he sucks.
All right, buddy, I'll let you out of here with this final thing. Clay Center is playing for the state championship tomorrow, a four-set victory. They've wrapped up over Chambers, so a huge win for Clay Center. They're 31-2. They will play either Wallace or Greeley Wallback tomorrow in the state championship at 11:30 a.m., and I think that match is going to end up being on ESPN Radio. Clay Center will take on the Wallace-Greeley Wallback winner. Clay Center wins it in four, 25-11, 22-25, 25-23, and 25-19. And in Class A, top seed Omaha Marion buries Bellevue East in straight sets, 25-11, 17, and 22.
We'll see you on Monday, Douglas.
Bye-bye now.
All right, hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, John Kirby set to join us from the Kansas Rivals Network back after this.
AutoZone. Regular oil changes keep your engine running smoothly.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get to AutoZone today and get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $12.99. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Changing your own oil is a great way to save money. Only AutoZone offers you the right products at the right price and the expert advice you need to do the job right.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Wendy's is turning the big 4-0, and over the years, we've learned a lot, like hamburgers don't have to be round, and an oven-baked potato or rich meaty chili can come from a pickup window, and you can eat a Frosty with a spoon or a French fry. To thank you for your support over those 40 years, we're offering our double stack with fresh beef, small Frosty, small slow-simmered chili, or sour cream and chive baked potato for just 99 cents each for a limited time at participating Wendy's. It's way better than fast food. It's Wendy's.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with a slight chance for some showers developing as temperatures will stay steady or falling a bit through the 40s with northwest winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's a slight chance for showers tonight with a low at 34. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Hi, back to Doug and Daddy's show. Senator Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1-888-455-3776. If you've got a take about the offense or anything else related to Huskers, Lopers, Broncos, great weekend in Central Nebraska for football. I'm not sure nationally it's that great of a weekend at all when you start looking at these big matchups in which people have, you know, kind of all over. You know, the big appetite for football, big games, TCU and Utah. All of a sudden, TCU finds themselves at number four in all of the land. How is TCU up that high? That's one of the biggest games tonight. Cincinnati, West Virginia. That's supposedly one of the big games of the weekend. You know, Ohio State and Iowa State's going to decide who goes to the Rose Bowl, but that's a 17-point game. Southern Cal, Stanford. You know, that's 10.5. TCU's favored by 20 points over Utah. And that's supposed to be a big game? I mean, if we didn't have the Hastings Broncos trying to win their way into the NAIA playoffs, if we didn't have the Lopers playing in the Division II playoffs right here in town, and Nebraska and Kansas, which is a huge game in the Big 12 North, boy, if you're from the middle of Indiana or Kentucky, this weekend just stink for you. There's no big games out there. This is not a good week for college football, but it is a big game in the Big 12 North, and we're pleased to be joined right now to break it down. John Kirby from the Rivals Network. John, thanks so much, as always, for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome once again.
Tony, how you doing?
Well, we're all right today. We're getting through a Friday. We're still wondering how the Nebraska offense is going to score tomorrow, but that's a whole other deal. What's been going on with the Kansas Jayhawks?
Well, you're worried about Nebraska scoring. I think all the Kansas people are worried about the Jayhawks scoring. I mean, I think it's kind of one of those pillow fights with the offense right now. So, you know, I think it's going to be a lot like Kansas faced last week with Kansas State. Kansas State was patient. They ran the ball and they just kept chewing clock and just kept chunking out four or five here. And then next thing you know, this Daniel Thomas breaks a 40-yarder. And I think that's what, you know, number 10, the guy's amazing to watch. He's fun to watch. And I just don't think the Kansas defense, time after time after time, they've improved over the last 4 weeks. But I just think this kid's going to get his yard somewhere along the line, and I think it's going to be a lot like run the ball, kick it, make Kansas make the mistake like Kansas has been doing the 4 weeks, and that's just kind of how I see it right now playing out a little bit.
You look at Todd Reesing, who 5 weeks ago was one of the front runners for the Heisman. Is it the offensive line? Is he hurt? What's going on with Todd?
Well, I think it's a couple things. Number one, it's been a pretty hush-hush on this, on the health. And everybody says he's fine, and I just don't see it. I mean, Todd Reesing that I saw in 2007 and 2008 was a creator. He got outside the pocket, great pocket presence, could feel and knew where his receivers are. He'd get two good receivers that always found the soft spots in the zone, and he'd find them, but he did it by working his magic. And that's just not there right now. And I think, number one, he does not have – Reesing's not fast, but he's got these quick feet that just get to moving. He just finds a way to elude you. I mean, even in Lincoln last year, I mean, they moved the ball on Nebraska last year. The problem is they just gave up too many points. And so you got something's not right. He cannot be 100% healthy. There's been talk about a groin injury. And then second of all, his O-line, they had to replace three interior guys on the offensive line. And, you know, he's gotten popped this year. And if you look back over his last 2 years where he's shown a lot of success, he's been able to sidestep those guys, and even when he got hit, he always found ways to get hit where he always went, well, he just got sacked, but he never got drilled. And I mean, this year, he's getting popped, and I think those eyes are growing out in the back of the head, and he's looking around, and this week isn't the defense that you want to think you're going to get well against.
John Kirby from the Rivals Network in Kansas joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, you go back to that Nebraska-Kansas game a year ago. That might have been the one game where he did get popped a little bit. He was very, very sore after that game. Is that still in the back of his head?
Yeah, it's got to be. You know, I think he got hurt in that game, too, because what ended up happening, this never came out. You know, Kansas ended up with that big win to end the year against Missouri. And after that Missouri game, Mark Mangino came out and said, you know, this is one of the most gutty performances he's ever been involved with. He said during that week, and they even had a bye week, but during that week of the Missouri game, He said Todd Reising could barely lift his arm. He could barely lift his arm to throw the football because he took such a beating. I mean, Sue was all over the place that game in last year in Lincoln. I mean, I think he had 14 tackles, 3 sacks, a pick. I mean, he was a man possessed. And so, yeah, Reising's probably been having that dream for about a year.
Okay, John, the Kansas defense, I think, coming into the year where everybody was talking about them not being able to stop anybody, assess their performance to this point.
Well, it started slow, and it didn't look very good against Southern Miss, their last non-conference game, and then the next week against Iowa State, I want to say they gave up close to 500 yards, and I mean, everybody was, you know, just down on them. But then they come back against Colorado and hold Colorado to 100 yards in the second half, and they hold Oklahoma to 310 yards, and, you know, Texas Tech, they go down to Lubbock, and, you know, I know they didn't bring the Potts kid in Lubbock till the second half when they started this freshman. But the bottom line is, I mean, you guys have seen it. I mean, this Leach, he always plugs a quarterback in, and they seem to move the ball. Kansas did real well against them, held them to 250 yards of passing. And then last week, you know, Kansas State got some rushing yards there in the end. But Kansas defense all of a sudden has played well enough to win. If you go back and turn the clock back 5 weeks, if you're saying Kansas defense would give up 300 yards and an average of 14 to 17 points against these teams, you'd think, hey, this Kansas-Nebraska game is going to be for the Big 12 North.
Right. Absolutely. I think you're right on that. What's Coach Mangino, what's his demeanor been like through this whole up and down situation?
Well, I think they're just trying to find an answer. I mean, this is an offense that has experience back in the skill positions. And, you know, I will say the injury to Jake Sharp, I believe, is healing each week. But without his burst, they haven't had much of a perimeter run game, so hopefully he's gotten a little healthier. I think they're just trying to find answers. I mean, they've turned the ball over 12 times in 4 weeks, and I'm not sure they've turned the ball over 12 times in the season in the last 3 years. So, you know, I think more it's just head-scratching going on down there right now, trying to figure out what in the world the problem is.
So it looks doubtful they'll be able to run the ball Saturday. Is there a way that Kansas can win this ball game in your mind?
They're going to have to play the perfect game. They're going to have to, you know, on 3rd and 8, here's where they've been getting trouble to. I mean, they go run play on 2nd and 9, they get stuffed, and then Reising drop backs to pass, and he gets hit, and he gets fumbled, or he gets sacked, and now you're in 3rd and 17, and, you know, and all of a sudden it just starts snowballing downhill, and then you can just see the confidence each week a little bit in these kids, although they have a great group of senior leaders, just kind of goes down. You can almost feel it, just you can see it right there on the sidelines. I think they've got to punt the ball. I mean, third and eight. Hey, don't do something against this Nebraska defense. They're too good. Go do something high percentage. Get out, kick the ball away, and try to make Nebraska do something with their offense. Because if you're going to hand Nebraska points, you're not going to beat them. You just won't beat them.
I guess I'll take that one step further, and we saw it in Nebraska at times where the crowd just maybe hasn't booed as loud as some people want to boo, but they're just so hushed and quiet. What's the crowd been like at Kansas through all this?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, Kansas is always known as a basketball school, that the Kansas fans have really jumped on the bandwagon since about probably 2006, 2007, when they started winning games and showing they were going to be above 500 or more. I mean, you know, Tony, this is hard to describe to a Nebraska fan base, but last year was the first time in the history of Kansas football program that they've been to back-to-back bowl games. Now, you go try to fathom that, and I'm sure you can't even envision that, okay? So the first time. So, you know, the fans have kind of jumped on each year and each year. This thing was supposed to be Kansas fighting for the Big 12 North. So I think the fan base has picked up on a little of that and just a little bit of disappointment. And, you know, every week, you know, a little less blue in the stadium. Kansas has really done a nice job of embracing football. The game day atmosphere has gotten better. They've got new facilities. But I think there's a little bit of disappointment, you know, that, you know, it was sold up pretty hard that this was going to be a chance, you know, to be right there in the Big 12 North hunt.
Well, you know, John, you go back to media days, and we talked about it in Dallas, the separation in talent between Nebraska, Kansas, and everyone else. Where's that talent gone?
Well, I think it's there. I think what's happened is it's in the upper class, and I'm not degrading or saying anything on a negative between the middle classes, but if you look, they're playing a lot of young players, and they got a lot of senior guys. And when you look down and you see the heavy contributors, they're either young or they're old. And that doesn't mean that some of these sophomores and juniors won't develop and do something down the road, but it's almost like there's this kind of layer of talent, And Kansas still doesn't recruit enough talent and enough good recruiting classes every year to where you can kind of jump over a class or two and still be good.
John Kirby from the Rivals Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Weather expected for tomorrow's game?
Well, it keeps changing. You know, 2 days ago they said partly cloudy and 58, and now then the next day it became low 50s and chance of rain. The latest I just saw here a little bit ago was partly cloudy with a 30% chance. How do you go wrong with partly cloudy and a 30% chance of rain, huh?
Yeah, should be close to it, shouldn't you?
Yeah, but hey, mostly sunny with a 30% chance of rain.
John, appreciate the time today. I look forward to the game this weekend. Look forward to catching up with you down the road. And hopefully, perhaps after Saturday, Kansas will figure some things out and get the ball rolling again.
It should be an interesting one.
Well, I feel bad for Todd Reese most of all because of all the expectations and what a great, great job he's done. But appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, John.
All right, Tony, take care.
John Kirby, Rivals Network. Nobody's really closer to the beat than John is, and it's great to get his take on it. Derek, we got to take a break. During this break, though, we need to take a caller because we got to do Pigskin Picks. And
we do need to take a caller. Before we do that, though, I just had this story sent to me, and we need to pass this on to the callers. Thunder Collins.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was sentenced.
Thunder talks.
Yeah, he does talk. And he was sentenced to life plus 90 to 110 years. So life.
Yes.
Basically. But 30 eighth graders were in the courtroom at the time of his sentencing.
If you're going to teach kids about the judicial system, do you do it on a double homicide? Or do you do it on... I don't understand.
Well, the kids from St. Margaret Mary Catholic School were there to get a glimpse of the criminal justice system, and I think Thunder gave them that. He told the kids to close their ears and then told the, courtroom, quote, actually he wants to be buried upside down, so, quote, all his critics can kiss his blank.
Yes, the old Bobby Knight.
Yeah, and then he had a impromptu press conference back at the jail where he went off on several different tangents saying that he's not a snitch and his was a very high profile case and he'll get another trial, and basically he's very delusional.
Yes.
So Thunder, have a good time where you're headed, and
pretty sad deal.
Good luck, yeah, I guess, with the rest of your time there.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm not sure that that's the right setting for 38th graders, a double homicide.
But if you look at 10 years ago, you can kind of see the sequence of events. If someone told you, well, I guess more like 6-7 years ago when the stuff really started to hit the fan, but if someone would have told you 6 or 7 years ago, I think Thunder is probably going to be locked up in a couple of years, you probably would have said yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a 1-9 bet.
Yeah, and now it's come to fruition, and so. That concludes the Thunder Collins saga, it looks like. But Daddy's right, we do need to head to a break. Give us a call right now, 1-888-455-3776, 1-888-455-ESPN. What do you want to do, Daddy?
You know what? The phone lines are lit up. We got to do like 12.
You want to do 12? Let's do 12. Caller 12, Pigskin Pick'em, coming up next. Your chance to pick against Daddy and Doug, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
When you come to a fork in the road, don't use it to eat your lunch. You never know where it's been.
Congratulations to Timothy Gibbons of San Francisco, California, the author of the tip you just heard, and the winner of the Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance Truck Tip Contest. Timothy's tip was chosen from thousands of entries and has earned him a $5,000 prize. Sharing wisdom from the road. Now that's Progressive.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Grill and the Lawn, downtown Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from ReSound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with a slight chance for some showers developing as temperatures will stay steady or falling a bit through the 40s with northwest winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's a slight chance for showers tonight with a low at 34. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
All right, back to the Daddy Show. Son of the Brass, it's been a radio superstation. Taking you to the lunch hour, taking you to the weekend. Glad to have you along with us. We're wrapping things up here. Chris joins us, do a little pigskin pick. Chris, how's your day going?
Very good. Getting ready for deer season.
Oh, deer season. That is right. So be careful. Wear some orange out there, people.
Bad.
Chris, are you knowledgeable about deer hunting or college football or both?
Well, hopefully just enough to get by, huh?
Well, we've had two people qualify so far, Chris, for the finals coming up during the whole bowl season there, and we're going to let you pick right now against Doug and Daddy here and see if we can get you qualified as well.
Very good.
Derek's going to be Doug today. West Virginia, Cincinnati, Doug.
Doug has Cincinnati.
Chris?
I'm taking Cincy.
Yeah, I'll take Cincinnati as well. They're a 10-point favorite. That game actually tonight on the schedule. Two games tonight, West Virginia, Cincinnati, and Akron Temple. Notre Dame, Pitt. Chris, who you like?
I'm going Notre Dame.
I will take Pittsburgh at home. I think this ends the Charlie Weiss deal and probably drives a final stake in that coffin.
Yeah, Doug likes a big win by Notre Dame there.
Fair enough. Iowa at Ohio State. I think this one's relatively simple. Ohio State at home. Doug, who'd Doug take?
Doug's going to have Ohio State as well.
Chris?
I'll take Ohio State.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Who'd Doug take?
Doug's got Wisconsin.
Chris?
Yeah, I got to go against Michigan, Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I've got the Badgers as well. They should win this game at Camp Randall. Tennessee at Mississippi. Chris, who you like?
Mississippi.
That's who I've got as well. Is it a clean sweep for Doug?
Yeah, as long as Mississippi can avoid armed robbery there, they should they should get a win over Tennessee. Doug's got them as well.
Arizona at California. I've got Arizona. Chris?
California.
And Doug's got Arizona as well.
Oh, great. Miami, Florida at North Carolina. Doug's got who?
North Carolina.
Chris?
Give me Miami.
That is who I've got, Miami the Hurricane. Missouri at Kansas State. Pretty apparent who I took. Chris?
I'm going to take Missouri.
Oh, wow.
Missouri going to help the Huskers out,
yeah,
all right?
Doug's got Kansas State as well, so looking like it could be a big week so far for Chris here.
The one I think could be a shootout, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State.
Doug has Oklahoma State there.
Chris?
I'm going to take Okie State.
That's who I've got as well. Nebraska at Kansas, the final game on the sheet. Chris, who you like?
I'm liking Nebraska.
I've got Nebraska.
Doug's got Nebraska as well.
Okay, the tiebreaker, Chris, is total points, New Mexico at Hawaii.
Lord, I don't know, 45.
I've got 58.
Doug's written in 44, so that's going to be close between him and Chris. Who picked it? Did Doug really pick New Mexico State at Hawaii for the tiebreaker?
I can't name
a player on either team.
That's our sports director there, Doug Duda. Chris, we appreciate it. Best of luck to you this weekend. We'll get some goodies off to you here shortly, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, Derek, that about wraps things up today. Great slate in Central Nebraska. Broncos playing to get into the playoffs. Lopers playing in the playoffs. And, of course, the Huskers, 2:30 go time, taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. I want to thank Doug for joining us live from Lincoln from State Volleyball. Remember, this afternoon, 98.9 FM, we'll have Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, followed at 7 o'clock by Seward and Grand Island Northwest, and on the Breeze, 94.5 Sutton Sandy Creek, going on at 7 o'clock. Remember, Clay Center has advanced in D2. Congratulations, ladies. You are playing for a state championship versus either Wallace or Greeley Wallback, so congratulations. Congratulations also to Arthur County. They're the six-man football champions, defeating Greeley Wallback, so congratulations, guys. Wonderful, wonderful victory played right here at the UNK's Foster Field. Folks, I want to thank John Kirby from the Rivals Network, Doug Duda for joining us, and we let you know about all the Lopers making the All-Conference team. The player of the year, Rustin Drain. Congratulations, Daryl Morris as well. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Go Lopers.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!